The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah. All right, already the show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun? Just remember when you come to the show.
Talking Heads with Nazi and MJ is Broken Threads, the Free National Movement, John's Department Store, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, the Progressive Liberal Party, and Tropical Gyros.
Feeling that you was being had, don't they, make you mad, they treat you like a slave.
And welcome to another edition of Talking Heads. No, this is not MJ. Definitely, this is not Naughty. Definitely, this is Kahun Anku Sarah. And I will be with you up until the 6 o'clock hour. And listen, man, if you want to be a talking head,
here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Of course, the text line is powered by BTC, 422-4796. We're streaming live on GuardianTalkRadio.com as well as Cable Bahamas 969 or BTC Flow Channel 612. How about these headlines?
It's time for headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Fine threads.
74 million on travel in 4 years. Davis has defended frequent travel. My Lord. Let's just dive a little bit into this because I was curious as to how this was going to be defended. But Tanika Thompson, senior reporter at The Guardian, wrote on this. I'll just read a little bit. And spent $74.4 million on travel, dwarfing the $38.6 million expended by the Minnis administration during its 4.5 years in office. Now, of course, they can say, well, you know, it was COVID. Couldn't really travel, so, you know, that's why. Figures provided by the government show that $11.8 million was spent on travel and subsistence in the 2021-2022 fiscal year, $18.7 million in the 2022-2023 fiscal year, and $17.5 million in the 2023-2024 fiscal year, and $17.2 million in the 2024-2025 fiscal year. The travel outlay for the 2024-2025 fiscal year went almost $5 million over budget. All right, the Davis administration initially budgeted $12.5 million for this purpose in the 2024-2025 fiscal. So they don't have like a real budget then. That's like, it's like a guesstimate. It ain't really a budget. Because if you initially budgeted $12.5 million and you went $5 million over. Okay, let's continue reading. The purpose of the 2024-2025 fiscal year, but according to government data, it ended up spending $17.2 on travel and subsistence. For the current fiscal year, 2025-2026, the Davis administration has estimated it will spend $15,300,000 on travel and subsistence. From July 2025 to December 2025, $9.2 million was already spent on travel, according to the government's 12-month report on budgetary performance for the 2025-2026 fiscal year. A tally of the travel expenditure up to December 2025 amounts to $74.4 million. I'm trying to see how they can justify this. I got to keep reading. Sorry. Let me go to A5 because I really want to hear the justification for all of this. Continues. This is in today's Nassau Guardian. The $11.8 million expended on travel in the 2021-2022 fiscal year was spent during the last 2.5 months of the Minnis administration. Okay. July 1st to September 15th, 2021. The last general election was held on September 16th of that year. It also must be pointed out that some of the Minnis administration's time in office encompassed the COVID-19, and I know that was coming, either halted or significantly slowed air traffic. The Free National Movement, FNM, has frequently assailed Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis for the cost borne from its administration's frequent international travels. Last year, Davis hit back at the criticism, saying the benefits derived from the trips outweighed the cost. This is what I want to get to. What's the benefits? There has been considerable discussion about the cost of travel. I thought he was about to give the benefits. Anyway, there's been considerable discussion about the cost of travel. Davis said in March of 2025 during debate on the mid-year budget in the House of Assembly. Let me be clear. The benefits gained by travel have far exceeded the costs. The successful promotion of our country, the strategic partnerships and investments, that's two things, the advocacy and coalition building, these have already justified the cost of travel many times over, not to mention the benefits which will continue to accrue. That's just a dramatic pause. Okay, so we got the benefits gained. So you got, we got the successful promotion of our country. You have the travel to do that. All right. The strategic partnerships and investments. I mean, a list would have been good at this stage of the conversation. I'll keep reading, but the advocacy and coalition building. Okay, all right, let's continue. Unquote, and then quote again. Record-breaking visitor numbers. So they're coming here because you're traveling. Visitor numbers, new airlift, the removal of our country from the blacklist. That was because of traveling. Record investment in the pipeline, including $1.5 billion in Grand Bahama alone. Okay, Davis also said he is not the only one who travels. I think it's important for Bahamians to know that many of those who travel are young Bahamian experts serving their country, for whom the professional development, exposure, and networking with colleagues are invaluable. Unquote, he said. Quote, investing in the next generation of policymakers is in turn surely indispensable to us as well. See, y'all ain't see what's going on. He blaming them. Yeah, they gotta make sure the young people get exposure. In 2025, quote, mitigating risks and leveraging opportunities require outreach, collaboration, and strategic partnerships. Continuing the quote, I encourage the members opposite to consider that their attacks on this issue may reflect how they view their political standing rather than any thoughtful consideration of the matter. They spent millions on travel, you know. Continuing to quote, they may want to reflect on their administration's failure to bring in any significant investment during their term and possibly connect some dots. Davis has touted his attendance at the conference of the parties, events to fight for climate action, the COP, the COP, right? But critics say this has not translated into any meaningful progress or funding that has directly benefited the Bahamas. The Davis administration has also not accounted for the costs associated with the Prime Minister of King Charles III's coronation in 2023. Then Governor General Sir C.A. Smith and his wife, Clara Davis, and his wife, Anne Marie, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Fred Mitchell, and former Governor General Dame Marguerite Pendling were among the Bahamian delegation in London. According to social media posts at the time, the Bahamian delegation to London included quite a few Bahamians connected to the government and the Progressive Liberal Party. Relatives and friends of the Prime Minister and his wife, including some of their children, were also on the trip, though it is unclear who paid for what. That's what I was about to ask. All right. Multiple individuals from the Prime Minister's office were also in London, including Director of Communications Latre Raming, then Press Secretary Clint Watson, consultant on the Orange Economy Ian Poitier, and an advisor to the Prime Minister Kevin Simmons, who is also Davis's close friend. Opposition leader Michael Pintard and his wife also traveled to London at the invitation of the Prime Minister. All right, so that's the justification, people. I don't know how you all feel about the justification. Let's see what this text says. Good afternoon. Can we measure the travel spending against Mia Motley's? Whoa. See, you bringing Auntie Mia into this. All right. She spent $1.46 million in 7 years. Ah, Lord. Brave spent $58 million in 3.5 years. Brave spent 6,000% more than Mia Motley. Motley also presented the ROI for her, or return on investment for her travel, which was $146 million in grants, free money, not loans. Grants, free money, not loans. Wow. That pales. The Davis administration. I think we need to get, because definitely, I don't know if listening to the whole spiel on how these numbers make sense, I can't say that it makes sense for me. Let's go to the phone lines here on Talking Heads. Call you live.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Dr. Ennis? How you doing?
Hey, great, man. How you doing, Sparky?
Boy, let me tell you something. You really won't hear one thing I like about you and God, Roosevelt. You ought to allow people to talk the truth.
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
I don't like to talk all them fancy things to them. I call them addicted callers. What are all them? Run them out and say. Most of them addicted callers. You know who they are. I think they should run for the House of Assembly because they got the answers to everything.
Hey, Lord.
You understand?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. They can tell you what the PLB doing, what the F&M doing wrong, what the CI doing wrong, and they call every talk show every day. Why they all don't go and put themselves up to run for the House of Assembly? Because they got the answer to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You hear where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Now, Dr. Ennis, today, what you call it? What the day was with the politicians? What they do that today?
Oh yeah, today was nomination day.
What they call it?
Nomination day.
Nomination day.
Mm-hmm.
So now I live in Pridesness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Bahamian first, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Rick Falk to sit and talk with him.
Yeah.
Shake his hand, wish him the best of luck. Bam,
right.
Bam, bam. I live in Pridesness.
Right.
Which is about a good legal. Mm-hmm. Garden Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I leave Rick Fox, they dress me up, take pictures of me and Rick Fox, and it's general.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I leave there, I go around by Mario Bolle.
Uh-huh.
And then I go by Mario Bolle. All them things I said that Mario Bolle is my MP for the last 4 to 5 years.
Right.
I tell everybody for 4 to 5 years, I ain't see him. Now, he was glad to see him. Now, we shake on. Wish him the best of luck. The woman come up, show the PLB shirt on top of me to take the picture.
Uh-huh.
And then I go on by the chairman down on East Street South, Dr. Dwayne Sons.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of people down there.
Mm-hmm.
We take pictures and this and that, do the voice note. I hailed everybody, but I couldn't find out the CIA woman where she is going to want to take picture with her too.
Yeah.
Right? Now they complain that Sparky's a switcher. I'm not a switcher. I'm a Bahamian. Dr. Ennis, I am a Bahamian.
Yes, you have the right. I withdrew, Sparky. I withdrew.
Myself, my children, my grandchildren, I got a great grandson. But I will make up my mind at polling day.
Exactly. And you entitled to get a T-shirt from everybody. I withdrew.
What I'm saying is, I take a picture with me and Rick Fox.
Yeah.
I made the PRP mind. That's Sparky.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Sparky the bomber.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Sparky, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you did what most people, if they had the time to, probably would have did. You know, go get a T-shirt from everybody. You know, keep them guessing. Keep them waking for your vote. You know what I mean? Let's go back to the phone lines here on Talking Heads. Call your life. Caller going once. Did we lose the caller? Caller going.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, man. It looks like the travel ministry is a lucrative ministry.
You see that, eh?
Man, I got applied for the travel ministry.
You know, I was waiting to hear the numbers on the return of investment, and you know, it's very what's the word I want? It needs some itemized returns. I need some itemized
percentage of stopover visitors improved by 20%, 30%.
You know,
that's where we need the money when it comes to the travel and tourist public. We don't need them ship people who can be on the ship and stay on the ship 99% of the time.
See, my thing is the Ministry of Tourism has a budget too, right?
Yeah, but what kind of return are we getting with those stopover visitors and with their investment?
But before we even go there, we have a Ministry of Tourism, Aviation and Investment, right?
I see what you're saying.
Okay, so why is the travel of the OPM? Why
for his family and his friends who go along with him? They're really looking for opportunities for themselves. Follow this now. I mean, that's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a rumor going around in the Foreign Investment Ministry or Foreign Affairs Ministry, where a particular minister phoned the next person who normally gets work done. I think they call him the person who knew everything but then have to keep quiet. I can't find the name of that person, but you know what I'm talking about. They have a permanent position.
Yeah.
I don't want to call the name, but you know.
Yeah.
Call them and say, look, I need an extra $10,000 for this party I'm taking.
Mm.
Mr. Minister, we don't have it. I don't want you to find it. Just find it. So they live with such authority when they could only speak to that permanent secretary and put all the pressure in hell on them.
Yeah.
And the permanent secretary need to be the one to say, sir, people are standing up to that tyrant over their head right north of us.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't taking your orders because it's not in the best interest for the long term, because some of my grandchildren got to be paying this back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So until they could have the courage to let the minister know the economy.
Yeah.
And don't allow them to just continue to, because you know, they, when they got a break off running, they could go and leave us right here.
Yep. And that's what they do. That's what they do.
I know one who go to get his medical work done. Look, man, here's the deal. If you want to buy property and you're in the Bahamas, get a white lawyer, because if you go to a black law firm, wow, your business could be true all over the place, because that's just the way the news through us travel. So that's why we travel.
Oh, boy. I appreciate the call, man. The lines are lit. Let's go back to the phone lines here and talking heads. Call you live.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing, man?
Hey, good, man. Hey, good.
Great show as usual.
Thank you, man. Thanks for calling.
Listen to me, man. I don't think Brave realize, the Brave does realize what he do to a lot of the PLP who really support the party from time and emporium.
Mm.
I think he lose a lot of the whole PLP.
Mm.
He had a little circle. Mm. He only helped certain people.
That's the few, eh? That's the few.
That's a few people, bro. That's a few people. He go on to the Finland. Finland was coming when they get rid of Finland.
Mm.
He ain't going to the initial Finland.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
All right.
And I feel like the PLP body, with my granddaddy or my granddaddy, them and my daddy, them was about PLP.
Mm.
You understand? It's generous of Finland and thing from a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He gone with that initial. He ain't going with the initial Finland thing, but it trickled on to everybody. Mm. I mean, you don't mind you taking, you know.
And make sure.
You want to get them. Forget the feel and see, you know what I mean?
If the cost of living wasn't going up at the same time, you might have got away with it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Christie, bro.
Mm.
All them gone, and then moved to a different type of PLP party. It's a different PLP we experiencing right now, but nigga feel it. Now you got your face all over all these posters with all these candidates. Bro, people don't like you, bro.
Wow.
People ain't on your run, bro. Understand what I'm saying? Thanks, well, Mike. Thanks, nigga, my God, bro.
Yeah, my brother. May 12 is soon here. This taxer says, what the heck they traveling for? Because they don't say nothing to us when they come back. They don't give us any information about anything. And see, that's to me, you know, that's something that... That's something that we definitely have to advocate for as a people, because you're telling us, no, like, you know, you're supposed to be pointing to a report or something that we could actually visit. And if I've missed it, please let me know the report on what the traveling has brought the Bahamas. This text says, Dr. Enius, please tell, give us your views, a non-biased assessment. Party has the chance of winning this election. Which party seem to really be resonating with the Bahamian people right now? Because honestly, I do not see the PLP winning again. So let me give you my unbiased assessment. Early on, I thought it was a foregone conclusion that the PLP had it. And that was more so due to the fact that the FNM just didn't seem like they had their ducks in a row. A lot of internal fighting and stuff like that. Of late, however, the FNM seems to have, you know, gotten rid of the distraction, that is Dr. Minnis. And they seem to be working together and playing together a lot better. Now, my greatest concern, because a lot of things are being pointed out with regard to this loose spending, etc., but I don't know how the electorate feels about it, even though that's important. And I think some people are watching that. Some people may be watching how much money they're going to get from contracts, etc., more than what the government's doing in office, right? I say that because when we look at how people gravitate towards whatever party they're going to vote for, in many instances, it's on, well, what you can do for me. It ain't so much what you doing to the country, right? The fact that NHI has been in shambles with regard to paying the medical providers, the fact that the hospital is the worst that has been, according to the insiders, in 40 or 50 years, right? These things are concerns for many people, but I don't know if their concerns outweigh the was the accoutrement, right, that is being passed around or promised, right? So if the Bahamian people are actually looking at what's going on, I see the FNM winning. But if, you know, the contracts and the promises are on the forefront of the voters, then, you know, the PLP could win. It's going to be close either way, all right? We're going to run to a break. Callers are coming to you. I see the lines are lit. And Talking Heads will be back right after this. I am sitting in for Naughty and MJ. My name is Kahun Anku Sara. Back after this. They be lying through their teeth. Hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk. Unaffected by their threats. Then get busy on they. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold. Don't let nobody play, man. 5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for in styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
You're listening to Talking Heads only on Guardian Radio.
Time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
And we're back here on Talking Heads. Kahunanku Sarah sitting in for Naughty and MJ. The phone lines are lit. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Caller, you're live.
Uncle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Uncle, let's look at this thing in from a different perspective.
Yeah.
Which I guess many Bahamians may not have even thought about.
Mm-hmm.
For the millions of dollars spent throughout all of these ministries, have we even bothered to tally up over the past 4.5 years, what has this government, this current administration spent in terms of anything to do with Bahamian people? We have right now an estimated how much millions of dollars on travel, yet the Bahamian people have not felt any true benefit on the ground in real time.
Yep.
From these trips.
Yep.
Health care.
Yep.
We spent all kind of millions of dollars on health care.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the benefits in the health system
mm-hmm.
that shows that we got bang for the buck?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of roads and parks, we spent millions of dollars even mm-hmm. Where's the improvements with this money being spent?
Mm-hmm.
I want the Bahamian people to take all these figures I'm talking about, jot them down on a paper, and tell me over the past 4.5 years, what has this government spent?
Yeah.
The taxpayers' dollars.
Yeah.
How much was spent, and what benefit has the Bahamian people truly received on a daily basis
mm-hmm.
that we can feel, that
right.
we can touch?
Right.
How have we benefited?
Right.
You see, we have to stop this rhetoric about, oh, well, you know, you're anti-PLP or you're anti-administration. We have to be more concerned
mm-hmm.
about the amounts of money that's been spent or borrowed
mm-hmm.
that the taxpayer at the end of the day has to pay back.
Mm-hmm.
And if we cannot pay all that money back, sad to say, the next generation, Gen Zs, who don't have nothing to do with what we're going through right now per se, they are going to end up being saddled with that bill, and their children may be. When are we going to hold these politicians to account for this money? Because remember
May 12th. Sorry,
no,
go ahead.
No. That's not good enough. Understand what I'm saying here.
Yeah, I understand.
Voting them out mm-hmm. without accountability, voting them out without helping to pay, going into their pockets to pay this money back.
Mm.
That is where we need to go with this now.
Wow.
We've got to get these politicians who are responsible for these areas to account, to be transparent,
mm-hmm.
to perhaps start hitting them in their pockets, because we are sick and tired as taxpayers from having to pay bills, which, first and foremost, what they're doing, they say it's none of our business. They're acting on our behalf. We can't get no information because of freedom of information. They refuse to pass.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want us to have any true information
mm-hmm.
on what it is that they're doing. We don't know whether they're spending our money on their pleasure.
Mm,
we
well,
need true accountability for the money spent in this country.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
We have to wake up as Bahamians. I don't care which political party you are part
mm-hmm,
of.
Mm-hmm.
It's about time we demand transparency, truth to these things, because at the end of the day, it is impacting us. The country is going to hell in a handbasket, and things are not improving in this country to the desire that we thought we were going to see, and we're letting these guys off, or because we're voting them out. No, enough of this foolishness. We got to fix this.
Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate to the next call. Call you live.
Uncle Sarah, namastu.
Namastu, how you doing?
I'm good. You know, I agree with what Jeff is saying, mm-hmm. but what I wanted to say in reference to what you read at the beginning of the show when you were talking about what the Prime Minister mm-hmm. Response to the $74 million spent.
Yeah.
And he mentioned, then they mentioned the fact that, well, under the Minister administration, they only spent, far less than that, less than half of that.
Right.
And he said, oh, but COVID.
Right.
Right? So when we then talk about what Minister was not able to do due to COVID, that's not an excuse then. COVID is not used for that excuse, but right. it's used for the excuse, the fact to say Minister didn't spend as much as him because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the work that was not completed on the Minister, when we try to say things like, oh, well, you know, due to COVID,
and the hurricane.
Work was held back or put yep. back. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, is COVID? Or it's not.
Yeah, can't have it both ways. I bet you.
You know, and I agree, we need more than just vote them out. We need a list. We need to know.
Yeah.
Mr. Pinpag, then you get in there. We don't want to hear, okay, we find that. No, show us what you find.
Yeah.
Tell us where the money went. Don't wait for 20 years down the line for him to say, oh, you see, remember that trip I took?
Mm.
And one more thing, I think they're missing some figures from that $74 million.
Mm.
Whatever happened to the Bermuda Gate? Where's that money?
That's true.
And that was a travel that was government paid for. Where is that?
Yeah.
They're getting ready to come out of office, and that's still not accounted for.
Yeah, yeah. It's to me, it's just, I don't know, the lackadaisical stewardship, right? This idea that the amount of note that blew my mind, right? That you could just, you know, you ain't got a bit.
I hear there was a whole list of new persons given out road contract now because they trying to pave the road. Like I said last week, I told them as a child, I remember this same scenery from under the Clinton administration. Anytime a few weeks before election, all the roads being paved,
yep.
the bridges being cut,
yep.
the sidewalks being painted.
Yep.
And you understand?
Using our money to campaign. That's what it
That's
is.
That's exactly what they did. They used it when they went to Freeport for the by-election.
Mm-hmm.
They used it down in Golden Isles, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because they have the press. They have their hands on the press.
Yes.
When are we going to literally hold someone in government accountable or the entire party accountable for bad decisions made, for using and abusing our funds that we work hard for?
Yeah.
When is it going to happen? And I want to see a government that comes in and starts making accountability top priority along with freedom of information.
Amen.
Not hidden.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes, I feel you. At the end of the day, the system got to be fixed, right? We have a broken system. You know, your budget for 12, you spend 17, You know what I'm saying? Let's go back to the phone lines, and then Texas are coming to you next. Call you live.
Well, we can't do nothing until 25 days from now. Because I'm Jeff, and you know, we can't change nothing until we do that, but we got to make that change.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And I like what you said about Mia Motley. How much has she spent? 1.something
million. 1.48 million. $1.48 million. Less than that, 1.5 million.
And she got foreign grants and aids, right?
Yeah. She ain't get no loans. She get grants.
Grants. Like, yeah, other countries, Barbados and them.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been returned how many times?
And she's been all the seats.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Mm-hmm. But they don't want to align with that.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is, all of these no-bid contracts, but it's over $500 million to Bahamas Striping Company to talk about just paved roads. Then we could get monies back from that, and we got to pay those loans.
Yeah.
And who all have interest in Bahamas Striping Company? But I want to touch on something, Uncle.
Mm-hmm.
That challenge from the COI lady in Fort Fin Castle today on Chivago read the Constitution. How do you fit with that? Because if that's the Constitution and the law, sounds like the bar, that challenge with nominations only the first round, because it ain't going to go away. You know, Lincoln and them and the opposition, and it might be a blessing for Travis because if he can beat up Mo.
Yeah.
And know, that, there's a second place.
That's really my answer. I think it can benefit Travis more than it can benefit the COI.
Even if he win it, the second place person will become the member of parliament.
Right. So that's really the greatest outcome I see coming from this. Is that Travis? If Sabas is disqualified, then Travis most likely is going to have that seat. That's what I see coming out of the COI's challenge today.
Yeah, well, and only thing I could say, Sabas, you know, all the money you get and all the money you spend and everything. I think them lawyers and whoever in the party, I think they, you know, they.
What's happening is the electorate, and I give Lincoln Bean credit where it's due.
Yeah, I got to get credit for bringing it up.
Yeah, he brought it to the fore, and he's helping people to look at the fine details, right? Because we've not been paying attention for a very long time. We've not been making ourselves familiar.
And what the Bahamian people and the PLP voters have to understand, it is a legitimate constitutional challenge that she threw on him today.
Yeah. That's why they had to listen. If he was talking foolishness, they could have dusted him away.
And another thing, too, the parliamentary registrar, I think you got to retire because if you holding that position, you should know the fiduciary duty, you should know the law, and if a challenge is made, just like a judge, and the issue is brought up, you're supposed to go about what the Constitution and the law says, and that did not happen.
Mm.
So, remember, it's always in the court.
Yeah.
I call it self.
Thank you so much.
Substantive evidence, the law, and the fact.
Okay. Appreciate the call, man. Good day. And the FNM was cleaning house focus. I love Mr. Pintard because he don't snap at his haters because he walks and shows them he's the man. And the next PM of 21st Century Bahamas, so long, bye-bye to this entitled government. Let me see. This text says, Sabas is a spoiler and influencer of entitlement. All right. A couple more texts. Let me go back to the phone lines. So I see Brave, Davis, very delusional, like Dr. Minnis, saying we as stupid Bahamians should put him back as PM and then be straight. I guess he doesn't know what happened to Minnis. Well, Brave, so long, bye-bye. Let's go back to the phone lines here on Guardian Radio today. Call you live.
Hey, Uncle, I had to call back.
Man. Yeah, man, go ahead.
I'll put it honestly. I voted for the PLP the last time, right?
Yeah.
I had a lot of faith. Brave Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And he has absolutely let me down.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
He has absolutely let me down.
Mm.
I thought he was going to be one for all.
Mm-hmm.
But he turned into all for one. One small group of individuals. You understand? And man, all this thing with Lincoln Bain brought up that day. PLP just is a party of lotionists now, man. Whoever lotion them to the most, that's who they go in with. That's who they boosting up, and that's what they're trying to make rich and ding, man.
Mm.
And the sound, they said, let Cindy Patrice, what is the guy, Cindy, who was on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Just in them a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now she got house and husband working government job. Now she's straight.
Mm.
All she's doing is praising the PLP.
And that feel
me?
Yeah.
I tired of this now, man. I got three little girls, 12, 11, and 2.
Yeah, it's about them. I'm going
to be 3 this year.
Yes.
You understand? I have to leave something for them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And the way they go in and how they carrying on now, this isn't the evolution of the party.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I don't know what y'all doing. Y'all going backwards, man.
Wow.
You understand? And the serious times now. All the people listening to me now, the serious times now.
Yeah.
Serious times now. You all love the Bahamas. You all need to take care of the Bahamas. You understand? Black, aquamarine, and yellow.
Thank you.
Understand what I'm saying? That's what y'all need to vote for. Bahamian, our blood in this now, man.
Mm.
This is all we fighting for. This is all we got.
Yes.
This is all we have. We can't go nowhere else in the world.
That's right.
And buy nothing and obtain nothing in this world.
Yep.
This is all we have right here.
Yep.
All right, Uncle.
Appreciate it, man. Let's go to the phone lines before we got to go to the break. Call you live. Call in.
Okay. According to what you guys were just mentioning, in reference to the situation with the past and thing that Dink was talking about today, did he have, according to what I'm hearing, he was just basing what he was saying based on really more what he perceives, not concrete evidence in which he has. And one of the key things, we got to be very careful in this country. And we have the Bahamians, we have a very bad habit of doing this. Any little thing we pick up, and if it excites us or if it talks to what we believe, we got to be careful. And we need to think logically now. Do you think that Sabah, you hear him constantly say this, do I own anything? now he ain't telling you that for no reason.
Yeah,
he ain't no fool. And it seems as though a lot of your callers are calling in assuming that he is already guilty.
Right.
Anyone with his type of network and the persons who he deals with and the legal ramifications in which he has, the first thing they can tell him is do what? Do we understand what the concept of an LLC is all about? Do we understand that if you have the kind of money and the kind of situation that he has, you think he's going to put it in his own...
Definitely not.
Name or a corporation?
Definitely will put it in a corporation.
How many people have served in government before that were part, that had their business, but it was a corporation, and they served in the cabinet? I could go on and name one who was a deputy prime minister. So we got to... You know, and
you raise a great, you do raise a good point.
We got to think, man. We got to think, not just because we disagree with somebody or we jealous of someone or whatever the case may be. We got to understand these niggas may play on the level that me and you playing on. And if you think that they stupid enough and foolish enough to put things personally in their personal name and not under corporations. You got to be losing it, man.
Yeah. No, you make a very good point. That's a valid point. And I appreciate it. We got to... one more call before the break. Call you live.
Hey, I was just concerned with the buzz. You know, when you said the buzz...
Yeah, go ahead, man.
No, the buzz is the price of gasoline.
Yes.
My little understanding used to take $60 and fill, and now it's taking $83.
Yeah. Rubis is $6.64. Esso is $6.58. Shell is $6.64.
All those prices are just cousins, you know, a couple cents different. But from 60 to 83, that's a big buzz.
Yeah.
And President Trump caused that.
Yeah. And
because you're going into the news, I'm not going to deal more further, but we need to deal with fact finding. Everything that we hear and talk on the radio needs to be fact checked.
Yeah. Well, we're going to run to a break. This is Talking Heads. We got a lot to talk about after the break, but make sure you keep it locked here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Kahunaku Sarah is sitting in for Naughty and MJ here on Talking Heads. Keep it locked. Unaffected by they threats, then get busy on they. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glitterin may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up. L U P the man, cause a brand that and I still never slow my plans up.
This is Minister Jobeth Colby Davis. When one power line faulted, the whole neighborhood used to go dark. Now, a breakthrough in technology finds the problem and reroutes power so more homes stay connected. That's reduced outages by 86%. Upgrades like this mean lower operating costs and lower bills. Instead of temporary fixes, we're building a modern grid. Choose more reliable power. Choose progress.
Paid for by the PLP.
KFC got that crispy onions crunch. Take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little playful wild. Brioche bun soft like a cloud on this ride.
KFC get chicken with it. Hey, taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so lit it. Got my whole crew doing that thing. Crispy onions.
onions, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going off.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get chicky with it.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, reading all the newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape. A Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaport, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Kana's in the building.
Yeah! All right, already the show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long.
And welcome back. Talking Heads, Kahun Anku Sarah, also known as Dr. Cleveland W. Weenius III, is sitting in for MJ and Naughty here on Talking Heads. Let me just say a little challenge today of Mr. Sebas Bastian's nomination. I don't think nothing coming out of that. That's just my opinion. I don't think nothing coming out of that. Here's why I don't think nothing coming out of that. Number one, Sebas is a smart dude. I think he saw this coming. Understand? You may disagree with me. I think it's, at the end of the day, going to be a distraction because nothing's going to come out of it. I think he has his eyes dotted and his T's crossed based on how he maneuvers. I'd be very, very surprised, and I could be wrong, but I don't think nothing coming out of it. Personally, I don't have no issue with Sebas. I like Sebas. He's made a way in a system that was not built for us. He found a way to eat off of the plantation, and now he is controlling the plantation. So, like it or not, it is what it is. This text says, can't wait to vote this PLP government out. They really think Bahamians stupid spending our taxpayers' money like they handing out candies to children. Let's go back to the phone lines here and talking heads. Call you live.
Hey.
Hey.
Good afternoon. How you all doing?
Hey, what's up, brother?
And I ain't getting paid for nobody. I ain't care nothing. And this is what I'm talking about on behalf of us to be able
yes,
to
sir.
Take a little break. You could hear me?
I can hear you loud. You could hear me?
Okay. What'd you say?
You could hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you clear.
Good, solid.
Go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I was just listening, and I said, man, I got to say something, man, because I'm really proud of the Bahamian people, the tax and everything, because they make it sound like, you know, Papa's not a good PLP. Then he come and criticize. Now I hear people saying how PLPs,
yes,
saying how disappointed they is with Brave Davis as the prime minister, mm-hmm. how they expected so much. Yeah, I think he really don't care about us. It's like he just checking for the political hogs.
Mm.
You know, you had the professor on one time, and I'm going to see Dr. P. Collins, they talk about the buzzard and the hogs.
Mm.
That's who Brave checking for, friends, families, and lovers. So PLPs, I want to tell you all congratulations. I mean, I know you all always had your voice, and they see like a quiet storm. But ever since Monday gone, you can feel a different spirit over this country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A different spirit over this country. And I don't think it's just in Nassau. And I just want to encourage you as PLPs, you all don't stay home, man. Don't stay home. You know, when your child rude and they need a timeout, give them a timeout. You could still be a good PLP and vote these Negroes out. Don't stay home. That means you have to vote for someone. And if you won a national lottery, if you think it could benefit us more than just making one set of guys them rich, then you'll vote F&M. Listen, I like Sebastian too.
Yeah.
I like Sebastian to go sit down with the FBI. Go sit down with the FBI and let them know, look here, I's a clean man. And he make me laugh the time. I thought, no one perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
He say he never do nothing wrong. Then he could talk, but he don't talk fool. This attitude is stink. I can't see me as a candidate, even if I's a PLP. No, not candidate, as a constituent.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he's a PLP or he running for the F&M, use the F&M. To vote for somebody like that, yes, we like what he be doing, but he need to just stay out of our business, stay out of our politics, brother. You could do what you want to do as a human. It's wrong, really, to tell you what you can't do. But if you really, really care, better stay out of our business, yeah? You can't see we aim for you. You can't see that. You can't see we think enough is enough what you get. All right?
Just
you go finish making your money, brother. Ain't nobody into you out here. I wish them people could have been strong enough to just accept everything good he's doing, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And don't vote for that man. The man of an attitude. Y'all ain't see how he can. That's any servant. That's a boss. You hear how he deal with lights, Sean? What the? Who you is, boy? Who you think you is? You think you? And that's what y'all gonna go work for? But let me tell you something. I normally talk about some of the PLPs who I like to win, but I like to take time out and say how much I wish them people in farm. What the place name? What that is? What that is? Farm. Where that is?
Fort Charlotte.
No, we in Monroe.
Oh, Freedom.
I wish the PLPs could come out. Y'all come out, man. Don't stay home. Y'all send Wayne Monroe home. You see, you tell the party that y'all didn't want him, and they still send him. He ain't give you all that woman. You get Blue Johnson. You get all kind of people there from Camp Road.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, please, let's send Fred Mitchell home. Let's send Wayne Monroe. Let's send this woman with all this motor and charge her BPL. We can't get the proper answer from him. Let's send her home, boy. Now, here she built a big place in Takes Island. I hear them talking a bit on the radio, whatsoever. Congratulations, Mom. You did good for yourself. But you need to stay up. The attitude is stink. And I'm like a Leslie Miller daughter. She still ain't tell us nothing about the 50-year anniversary. How much money, like you treat us. Y'all can imagine that. Y'all want 5 more years of this. Y'all can imagine how they'll carry on. You wondering why they call early election. Maybe all kind of things, income tax, they were doing all kind of things. They don't have no problem in breaking promises. Yes, we have some good PLPs in there. Alkevis, Glenistan, and mine. Glenistan, the man over there in Yamacore. Feeling like, but he's a humble, humble place. We need servants. I just want to say congratulations to you all PLPs for picking up the phones, for saying things, getting online, and go identify. Don't be scared even if they win. God forbid they win. But God in control. I hear Brave Davis talking about on the news just now, but he say his team is strong. Yeah, your team's strong, Chief, and we still love you. You look different than who we used to know, we used to love. So we ain't really loving you like that right now. But your base is weak. PLPs can't wait to send you a backside. You might still win your seat. But to govern us and do what you want to do with our money, travel all over the place, and don't answer and talking foolishness to us, millions of dollars. You think this is your law firm, eh? Settling civil cases with people and telling us what you can't tell us? But send a backside on you. I might be a little, what Rod needs to say, compromised, right? But human people, PLPs, please step up and send these rude children on.
Thank you, Papa. Well, this text say, Papa, you for real? Even though you are a PLP, but we watching you. That's what they say. Yeah, man, Papa watching all us too. Let's go back to the phone lines. Call your life.
Hey, good afternoon, Uncle.
Hey, thank you, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, man. Hey, Papa, you know, me and him always just be in a different situation, but I have to, tell him congratulations for being a true patriot.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Because, you know, we need to start worrying about our country, man, Uncle.
Yeah.
I
agree.
Just worrying about what the peer, how the party feels and how the party thinks and what the party's supposed to be running for the country, man.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't supposed to be the country looking out for the party.
Mm-hmm.
What type of mess is that? We don't have no commonwealth of PLP or no commonwealth of F&M or no commonwealth of the COI.
Mm.
We have the commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be the interest, right? Our constitution's supposed to be what all of us fighting for, to sustain and to keep, right? Not no rich man's opinion. Huh? So I hear you saying that if this man Sabah should not be ratified or nominated or contested, then what the young man did and the FNM, he should be rewarded for that. But that's ludicrous.
No, that's not what I said. I said that's most likely what will happen. Likely, he most likely will get the second amount of votes.
Right. Sorry, but not understand your word because you know use those strong man, but that's what. Like I say, I apologize if I missed.
No worries, no worries. You clarified it,
right?
Good.
But the point I'm making is right. When you don't stand, what I get from that, right, is the gentleman didn't stand up for the Constitution, the possibility that the Constitution is being possibly taken advantage of. He ain't stand up for that.
Well, you mean at the actual today at the nomination day? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he could litigate right at that point. He can't litigate a case. He yet that have to go to court.
I understand that.
He could listen.
Litigate it, but you know, if there is science showing that well, it's a possibility that what was suggested based on the Constitution, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be keeping him. I would have been glad for him to say, well, what we can do in the FNM, we can verify this fact, right? And then we can make a statement. But silent gives consent, uncle.
Mm.
And we didn't been inside this country where the FNM and the PLP is shut their mouth when they don't want to be looked at as not being a part of the club.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we as the electorate has been saying. And we don't need no hush-hush mouth going inside the House of Assembly no more.
Mm-hmm.
We need people who have been elected inside our House of Assembly to go against their party if they see where they are, if in complicit with our Constitution, man.
Yeah.
That's the type of Bahamas we need. And all of us collectively have to fight for that. Whether I support the PLP, the FNM, or the COI, at the end of the day, if our Constitution isn't the supreme law, if our party is the supreme law, or the person we like or admire, then the Bahamas is on the right road of going where we are, if that's where we can follow. Mm-hmm. Right?
I'm with you. I definitely appreciate the fact that people are now aware that that's a thing. A lot of us, you know, weren't even aware that was a thing. So for the COI, you know, stepping up. But that couldn't be litigated today. That has to be litigated in the proper way. Let's go back to the phone lines. Yeah, call you live.
Good afternoon, Uncle Sarah.
How you doing, man? Thanks for calling.
You have a problem. Listen, Uncle Sarah, Lincoln didn't challenge the varsity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell the Bahamian public, has Lincoln been lived up to his court agreement to pay Ms. Rolla monies back?
Not to my knowledge.
If it didn't, right? Well, he should be constitutionally banned from entering politics because guess what? If the court gives a litigation against you and two courts, one the appeal court and the magistrate court give litigation against you and rule against you and you refuse to pay the court, you should be deemed bankrupt according to the Constitution.
Mm.
So, if I was Sabas, I would advise Sabas to get a legal team together and challenge Lincoln Dean.
Mm.
All right?
Yeah.
It is wrong what Lincoln Dean is trying to do for me today, Uncle Sarah.
Mm.
This is going to be a long, long election day coming, eh?
Mm, I see. Tell you that today. I agree with you.
And I'll say another thing, too. Papa, who's talking, he's only mad because all those contracts he had, most of them have been taken away from him, right? Because he's a greedy hog.
You wouldn't be mad if they take all your contract?
But that's why he's so bitter with the PLP.
I hear you, bro. I hear you. I don't know that to be the case, right? But if I had contracts and they take my contracts, I'd be mad too. You know what I mean? Let's go back to the phone lines. Call your life.
Yeah, I'm good. Just two quick things.
Go ahead.
You know, I think the guy mentioned Papa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Papa sounds like someone took his wife, his children, and his whole grandfather, mother, and everybody.
Oh, Lord.
And he talking about his PLP and this. My brother, stop with your nonsense. You're a Rodney Moncur.
Oh,
everybody
Lord.
Know where Rodney stood.
Mm.
Even though Rodney used to be running on sometime, but they know where he stood.
Mm.
Everybody, the only person who can't see who you are is you.
Mm.
And that is the problem. Secondarily, one of the other things you got to also, Lincoln had to have known what he was going to do prior to today.
Mm-hmm.
He had to have known that whatever information he presumed he would have had against the Bath, he was going to use that today.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the thing about it that he needs to understand is that it backfired on him.
Help me.
Was the man not confirmed today as a candidate?
When you watch the video, Sabas is walking out after having been nominated, and he's walking in. He's already confirmed. Yeah, but go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, but based on the fact that we do know, the man was nominated.
Yeah.
And as far as anything is concerned, whatever he would have planned and how he think that was going to orchestrate out to his benefit is now nil and zilch.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
You think so? So you don't think
they could beat up their gum until Jesus comes.
The reason why I don't think anything can come out of it is because I don't see Sabas Bastion leaving himself exposed.
This is it, man. I mean,
that's my thing. You see what I'm saying?
I'm just saying to people, man, come on, man. Mm-hmm. See, linking them, you heard what Sabas say? If I got a $50 million contract with the government...
He said, gave you $5
million? Go find the information, and I give you $5
million. My Lord.
Well, listen, if that was me, look, and I got that information...
I'm telling you, babe.
My brother, ain't got to ask me twice.
No.
Bring it.
I'd have been on it.
I didn't get that $5
million. Yes, I'd have been on it.
I need a way but running no more. I good. You understand me? I good. So bring your information, and you see... Lincoln has this habit of consistently always coming up with things that once people fully verify, and like the $100,000 for every Bahamian and all these other things and whatnot. Let me ask you a question. I don't know how true it is. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
I saw somewhere online that Maria didn't nominate today. I don't know how true
it
is.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't.
Can you put that out there and find out if that's true?
I'll find out.
I doubt it. Yeah. But I saw it somewhere, and I don't know whether that was true. But anyhow, what he can do now is he just needs to focus on his message and getting the COI out there rather than trying to entrap people or trying to come up with this scheme or that scheme or whatever the case may be. And focus, man. Because right now, the time you ask, you should be worrying about the fact that ain't nobody see you all yet and nowhere visibly in communities, and I'm talking, but I ain't talking about walking street or online, y'all online rallies for yourself and all these other things. I'm talking about getting out there and actually affecting people's, let people see you, feel you, man.
Yeah.
And these are the kind of things, see people, like God was saying a little earlier, people just don't understand. They think rallies are nonsense. Well, if it's nonsense, why do every country have a rally?
Right.
If it don't make no sense, if it ain't important to an election, then why do every country that I currently now know, unless you're a communist or socialist, have rallies during times of election?
Yeah.
It serves many purposes.
It's a tool. It's definitely a tool.
This is it.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, bro.
Thank you, man. Let's run to the text line right quick. We, the swing voters here, the slap-up of all parties, we vote for. We all, the naysayers, now tell us, we know the naysayers, now tell us who we should vote for and why. As someone in Garden Hills, we have to choose between Tingham, who mess up Chunkanoo, Tingham, who think this election is another Tyler Perry movie, and I don't know, or have been, or I've even seen the candidate for COI party. Stop playing crockhead games, my Lord. All right, let's go to the next text. If what Lincoln is saying is true, then he would have had to wait for the 14th. Because he's saying the 1 month. All right. I hear you, Dexter. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. Call your life.
How you doing?
I'm great, man. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Okay, so I have a question for you.
Sure.
Are you satisfied that Brave Davis could spend that kind of money when behemoths are suffering in the hospital?
Never.
With no medication?
Yeah.
These things are not important to the PLP? And they're going to resolve a problem?
Yeah, see, that's right away, the fact that the bills aren't being paid, that the hospital is in shambles, that the no-bid contracts, that people are being found with passports and voter cards,
Thank you very much.
All of these things, I don't care what your political persuasion is at this point. You see, the country is in trouble. Big time. Big
Brave
time.
Davis and Brave Davis and Dr. Dabble has a responsibility to this country for the health of the nation. Because they say the health of the nation is the wealth of the nation.
Yes.
If we don't have sufficient medicine and you're not paying people on time, but you got sidewalks going here, there, and everywhere, and you're doing all kind of big contracts, but yet you ain't looking out for the medical part of it.
Right.
People are dying in the hospital.
Yeah.
The Haymans, whoever vote for Brave Davis, the blood on your hands, too.
My Lord.
God bless my brother.
Yes. Thank you so very much. Call you live here on Guardian Radio today.
Hello.
Go ahead. We got you.
Yeah, Uncle.
Mm-hmm.
The boss, not to take anything from him. Like you said, make maneuvers and has made it. We have a lot of wealthy people, and many times their legal advisors don't advise them, and they make bad maneuvers. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is what generally that simple challenge today is about. If he had said, and he said it yesterday on Dwight's show, that he has two contracts with government. Right? Now, if he had declared those and had them gazetted, the challenge would not have been brought against him today. That is what the law says. It has to be declared and gazetted. It was not 30 days out. So Lincoln and them were not wrong for challenging him, because what he said yesterday precipitated or augured in a challenge, and that is what they exercise their right to do. Now, it doesn't end there. Dominated,
right?
Because it builds on the possibility that if it carries on, and remember now, this is just the start of this, because it happened today. Their advisors, the PLP advisors, you think they ain't sitting around and looking at what may happen? It has nothing to do with the bar success.
Yeah.
But rich people, and that's where litigations are lost.
Mm-hmm.
It don't be the person or the parties most of the time, you know, bad legal advice or people overlook something. I'm dealing with this down in Crooked Island, and they can't take my properties because they don't have no right under the law.
Mm-hmm.
Section 349 of the
Land Owners Act. What often happens is they rely on us not actually reading and actually knowing what the law is. MJ, you there?
Hey, Uncle. Yes, I am here. How are you?
The original talking head. What you saying, man?
I wanted to tell you that you're doing an awesome job. I am just enjoying myself listening to the show today.
Listen,
so
these some big
so
shoes.
Much.
These some big shoes. You know, I flopping in
I
these
did,
shoes.
You're doing well. Doing well. I just wanted to chime in a little bit because I take on some of these situations that are happening.
Definitely.
In this specific situation that's involving the challenge that Mr. Bain made earlier today involving Sabas, I think it's important for us to look at the actual constitutional provision.
Mm-hmm.
It's Article 48.1J of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just quickly read it for you, and then we'll discuss what we think it means.
Mm-hmm.
So it says that no person shall be qualified to be elected as a member of the House of Assembly who, and this is J, is interested in any government contract and has not disclosed the nature of such contract and of his interest therein by publishing a notice in the Gazette within 1 month before the day of election.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Mr. Bain is challenging that within 1 month before the day of election.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we said, if we were to say it in more normal terms that persons would understand, then it would be something like you have to pay rent within 5 days before rent is due.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if I said it to you like that, what would you understand that to be?
That if I didn't pay within those 5 days, then I would be in breach.
Right, before the rent is due.
Before the rent is due,
before the day of election.
Yeah.
And it's the 1 month before the day of election. That means that he actually does have sufficient time, and I expect that he and his team will Gazette all of his contracts. He did confirm on Morning Blend yesterday that he does have contracts with the government. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he would have up 30 days before the actual election.
Mm-hmm.
I know that a lot of Mr. Bain's followers and Mr. Bain himself would have had to have disclosed 1 month before, but that is not what the Constitution says.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that is going to present Mr. Bain a problem, because the plain reading of it and the natural reading of it would tell everyone that Sabasa has sufficient time, you know, to go ahead and declare and also to get that done and gazetted before the actual May 12th date.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you
this. Because it says within 1 month before.
Yes, it says within one month before the day of election.
Yeah.
If I say you have to pay me within 5 days before the rent is due, you would understand.
You have those. You have those 5 days to play with. Yeah.
You have those 5 days. So that's the way that we should be reading this.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not think Mr. Bain and his team will be successful on that particular challenge, unless, of course, Mr. Bastian doesn't go ahead and disclose those contracts that he has. I will say this, though. I anticipate that that is going to be one of the more closely watched declarations that we've seen in a long time. So I just wanted to put that out there.
I appreciate that, man.
A lot of people talking about it, but I think that that's the way that it's normally interpreted. Of course, many people, legal minds, have their varying opinions. I've spoken to a lot of lawyers today, and I think that that is going to be the reading of it. So I don't think there's any there with the challenge that the COI mounted against Mr. Bastian today. I don't think anything is going to come of that, like I said, unless he fails to go ahead and disclose everything, which, if he is smart, he will ensure that every eye
everything
got to
be in. And that's the boss I know. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know him personally, but he seems to be a fellow who's on top of his game. So if that's the case, he's going to have to
make sure. No playing around with beneficial ownership versus actual ownership. No playing around with trust versus, none of that stuff. Declare and disclose everything, because the Bahamian public wants honesty and transparency. That's the whole point of that clause, by the way.
So
just hand that in, and then we don't actually get a true snapshot of your relationship with the government before an election.
Yeah.
So they created that window, the framers of our Constitution, so that it's close enough to elections for us to see a true picture of what your contracts are, that, you know, your information is stale and you may have gotten contracts since you actually declared.
Do you think this will usher in a new era of politicians actually declaring, like, what they're supposed to do on a regular basis?
I think and I hope that what does come out of this particular episode is that we, as the public as well, are more diligent in looking at these declarations and scrutinizing them down to the T. So I don't know if it'll change some person's behavior, especially the ones that have been around for a long time and think that they know how to game the system. But one thing I do know is I think that the Bahamian public is more awake, and we're going to be paying much closer attention.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, MJ.
No problem. Thanks so much. Keep up the good work, Uncle.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Let's go back to the phone lines here on... we're going to a break. And then we're going to hit the phone lines and the text lines here on Talking Heads. Happy to have an original Talking Head, MJ, clarifying that point for us today. And legal minds step into this conversation, because it is legalese at the end of the day. So let's go to the break, and then we'll be back right after this on the Talking Heads. Keep it locked.
Look at me, boy. I hope your son don't have a and never be a D, boy.
All right, already the show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun? Just remember when you come up, the show goes on.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, Michael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National
KFC Movement. Got that crispy onions crunch, take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little playful wild. Burrito bun soft like a cloud on this ride.
KFC,
get cheeky with it. Hey, taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so litty. Got my whole crew doing their thing. Crispy onion, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going off.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get chicky with it.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
And we're back here on Talkin' Heads. Sitting in for MJ and Nutty is none other than Kahunanku Sarah. Let's sort of run right back to the phone lines here on Talkin'.
Hi, good day.
Good day, man. Thanks for holding.
Yeah. I just want to make a comment on the caller that called in earlier.
Mm-hmm.
When he said the PLC has become a party of lotioners.
Mm.
I want to say that I 100% concur
mm-hmm.
with what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is, the first things you see around here, they shouting PLP and they bigging up the PLP. Most of them only like slacking.
Mm.
They only like slackness, and we always know from inception the PLP was a party of slackness. And the thing is, they accept so much foolishness, because if you think about it, the PLP was always built up off a defense attorney. Mm-hmm. Now you ask yourself a question. If you're a defense criminal attorney,
mm-hmm.
and your job is to represent some of the most heinous criminals that committed the most heinous crime,
mm-hmm.
and your job is to get them off of that, even knowing that they are guilty.
Mm.
You don't think some way down the line that your integrity was compromised?
I think I hear your point, because that's their market. Their market is
that's
criminals.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So that is reason why they accept so much foolishness, and that's why you always feel when the PLP comes to power that is slackness.
Mm.
Because when you accept so much, you don't understand your morality is lost now.
Mm. Yeah.
Because your whole life you was defending criminals. Now you in a spotlight, so your job, you still don't understand the difference between who's a criminal and who's a law-abiding citizen.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's why in so close proximity they have so much people with tainted past around them.
Mm.
And that's the reason.
So you're saying this is a systemic problem within the PLP?
It's a systemic problem within the PLP. If you look at their track record, they were always built up off of criminal defense attorneys.
Mm.
So if you was my lawyer back in the day and you get me a couple murder charge, a rape charge, armed robbery charge, and I know I was dead guilty, but it was good because you could spin a wheel and make a deal.
Mm.
You think now I go hold any type of respect for you as a leader?
My Lord.
Or you think that's someone I in close proximity to who I can come to if I need a favor?
I hear you. I hear you, caller. I appreciate the call, man. This text says, Doc, Sabah's putting this stuff together as we speak. He just got help. Lincoln moved too fast. If he had only waited on May 14th, even though the COI wouldn't win anyway. this text says, all those MPs renting buildings to the government Better Gazette if they don't want the people, if they don't want we the people, can and will do a class action style challenge if they will. Boy, I tell you this, Gashian, a new dispensation of declaration. Let's go back to the phone lines. Call you live.
Uncle.
Hey.
Please forgive me, Poppy.
Go ahead, man. What's your name?
Yeah, they can keep bringing it off, too.
Mm.
Listen, I appreciate what Mary J. said just now,
mm-hmm.
bringing us up the information.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I hear Sebastian in the news. He didn't come out and say, well, he ain't have no contract. I thought he said on Dwight's show yesterday he is doing some business
mm-hmm.
with the government. He had a contract or what? I just thought he might have said, but he said that he on the news, he said, if Lincoln could find,
mm-hmm.
he didn't say it ain't no true, no.
Right.
If Lincoln could find it, he'd give him $5 million.
Well, that'd be something if Lincoln find it, eh?
Yeah, but the point is that when you're innocent and you know, you just say, well, look, you're...
Yeah, I understand.
Like how I'm going to tell you, right?
Yeah.
Everything the caller said, but me, what the people thinking about me.
Yeah.
I know that's how they, some of them who don't like Papa, or
yeah.
feel like Papa shouldn't be saying what he's saying, and he's blind and all that, he need to go sit down in the corner, maybe hold the hand and beg in the front of the bank or something. They wrong.
Yeah.
I don't boast up and show off all that we're saying, but because he did get this, take that, ain't no true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't lie on the PLP.
Yeah.
God in control. God get me. You understand? And see, I know my word.
Mm-hmm.
I know my word. I put skin in the game.
Mm.
All right?
Yes.
So it ain't like I trying to think like I better know someone else and I deserve more. No, no, no. And even if things was going better for me with my party in power, I wouldn't agree with foolishness. I got to live with it with my to get them to like me. I never did believe the politicians really, the majority of them, care about us.
Yeah.
It's all about enriching and power and friends, family, and lovers. So
yeah.
God in control, man. What you saying Papa mad for and all that stuff? It ain't so. If they doing
no, Papa, you just, like, you have a conscience, man, and you care about the country. That's the bottom line.
I believe collectively together, all us is the boss and they's the servant.
And you're right.
I hate when I remind them that they's the servant. Now you could be a maid in my house and tell me you can do it when you want to.
Man, I can't wait.
My country and tell me you can do it. The community need things done, you do it. Now it ain't about who's the general. And plus, I might have been taught, like, from back in the days, the gentleman was talking that I was some general. This PLP government, they try to dismiss me. They show me contempt. They try to make it seem like I'm out of. But I never was on the side. I could be PLP or F. I on the people's side. I on the side of right. Chief of the Inso, yeah? Yeah, y'all happy. Y'all glad to know the blind man where they take some. I set the road for a lot of y'all. I put fire underneath y'all foot. That hurt y'all head for 10, 15 years when I come in this game win things. And I empower a lot of people, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I just blind incapacitated. But guess what? Like I was saying, PLP is, you all speak out, you all come out and do what you all got to do.
Appreciate you, Papa. Appreciate you, man. Phone lines are lit. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Call you live.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, thanks for holding, man.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Okay, you were saying he's supposed to declare what 30 days before the nomination.
It says within 30 days.
Within 30 days.
Yes, it says.
No
problem.
Yeah,
you have to gazette within 1 month before the day of election. Within 1 month.
Boy, that's pretty close.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, that's pretty close. I may as well tell you. But let me say this another point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they can put out things in the paper tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think he could dig out everything for him tomorrow? On that sense, you have to go back to something again.
Well, I mean, we about to see, right? Cause, you know,
yeah, we about to see.
One
more other point. What you think is cheaper for the road work? Government hire the people to do the road one time instead of they paying all these millions of dollars in contracts.
But see, my thing is the roads needed to be done for a while now, right? What frustrates me to no end is that you're going to take the monies that come from PLPs, FNM, COI, non-voters, etc., and pave the road as if you paving the road. We still paving the road.
Yeah, this is our tax money.
This is our money. So it ain't like your candidate
is. Your stocks.
You're right. Your candidate is not paving the road. You paving the road.
Boy, if I tell you this morning,
mm-hmm.
I was going on Wolf Road in the intersection. That's what, Soldier Road and Village Road. You're going across the Brainerd Road.
Yeah.
Man, family, this is the first time that I've happened in my whole life. I drop him and hold and all I hear is blah, 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 blah,
oh,
blah.
Oh, wow.
Man, anyhow, thank God some people came to my rescue and they helped me.
Wow, I saw it here.
And I say, you see, they got these roads and things. So,
because.
Yeah, but again, I see my point is the amount of money they paid on this contract.
Mm-hmm.
And I call the show with this before. Why they don't hire the people one time and this? I think it'll be much cheaper than you giving this one $10 million. And I think you hire the people on this contract, it'll be much cheaper. You will maintain the road and you have a constant wait. Because I guarantee you, if you do the math in paying the people and the contract, I believe paying the people will be much cheaper than giving out these big multi-million dollar contracts.
Yeah, well.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Just doing some research here. If a candidate fails to comply with Article 48.1, as MJ was talking to us about, their nomination is invalid. This was seen in the 2010 Elizabeth by-election, where candidate Dr. Dwayne Sands was challenged for failing to publish the required notice in the Gazette before nomination day. So this isn't the first time something like this has happened, but it's going to be interesting to see exactly how things pan out. All right. But again, I think it may usher in a new dispensation of, I like how it rhymes, right? Dispensation of declaration. But we'll see. Call you live.
Hey, good day, Uncle. Thanks for this opportunity.
Yes, indeed.
I don't like to agree with MJ because if it was written like that, that means he could publish that after a day before, you know, if you put it like that. So either it was poorly written, or there's a legal interpretation, which means that 30 days actually is from the day of election. Because normally when you say within, usually you start from the day the announcement is made. So so again, that means you could do it on the 5th day, the 3rd day, Friday election. And I don't believe that's what that intends. I probably need some clarification, but I thought the House has to be in session for something to be actually gazetted. So you probably have to have that. So that opens up a lot of questions, which I don't understand clearly.
Right.
And which will require further explanation.
Yeah, the legal mind's got to come into play, yeah.
Yeah, so I think, but again, I like how the behavior, we are open to, like, you know, it isn't just limited to party just telling us things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different atmosphere. And then the next point, the last point is something that you did, I like that. You actually pointed out a lot of the things that the PLP, like the situation with the hospital, a lot of the deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, and I think this is what they're going to be judged on.
Yeah.
Be judged by their own because they are loyal to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the independents and the others got judge them based on that. And every party. And so if we could do more of that, point out the good too.
Right.
You know, yeah, they did this, they did that. But let's point out the negative because that hospital situation, no scan machine, whole 400,000 people. This is
bad. That's crazy.
You have people who are probably dying because they can't get the treatment that they need, and that's just unacceptable.
Totally.
While we could spend millions of dollars on travel and other stuff and digging up sidewalks which already existed, we gotta stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, this whole idea of, I'm reading a text now, let me see, this text says, in usually sounds like it defines a window of time inside that month. In the context of election disqualification section 39, it is interpreted as not less than 1 month. The intent, the law ensures that the public has a full 30 days to review a candidate's financial ties before they go to the polls. Okay, so that's another interpretation, and I appreciate that. The House doesn't need to be in session for notices, etc., to be gazetted. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. I'm appreciating all of these texts. I appreciate MJ coming in. Obviously, you know, like I said, the legal minds are going to have to come in and really explain from their vantage point what this all means. But let's go back to the phone lines. Call you live.
Yeah, Doc, what's up?
Right here, man. Thanks for calling, bro.
Yeah, but MJ is our legal team, man. Yeah,
she good now. She good. She good.
Yeah, naughty likes to send her to school, but she'll be a lawyer, man.
Yeah, she does. She well good.
Informed and well researched. And,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how much you say the travel budget was?
So, at the front of the Guardian today, $74 million on travel in 4 years.
Man, come on, man, Uncle, man. Now, see, they spent $74 million to send them on the back of the moon out of the day, man. Come on, man, Uncle, man.
They be in the back of the moon, and they sit in the moon and come back to Earth, and they got some 74 million, man. But they have some big wee coaxing. They got 74 million
on traveling for you.
You see what me or Motley hog up on 30 to 60 times, right?
Yeah.
1.4 million, and was here 5 years.
Yeah.
And these fellas, them spending 74 million in 4 years.
And then trying.
Come on, my brother. Nothing spent 74 million, man. And they be in the back of the moon. All right, have a nice afternoon. Man.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. As much as I respect MJ, that interpretation must be. Hold on. I just lost that text. 1 second. I'm coming back to it. Sorry, because I want to make sure all of the legal interpretations get through. As much as I respect MJ, that interpretation must be flawed, as in theory, her interpretation could mean that there could be disclosure and publishing one day before election. What would be the fairness of that to allow scrutiny? The sloppy PLP dropped the ball, or they wanted Sabaz to fund the campaign and then opts on a technicality. Or, be ineligible to serve. You hear him with the white? Sabaz cannot be leashed. I didn't hear the interview. I read the points from it, but I didn't hear. I got to go back and listen to it. Let's go back to the phone lines. Call you live.
Hi, good afternoon, Andrew.
Hey, thank you, man. Good afternoon, yes.
Yes, just wanted to compliment you to tell you that you're doing an awesome job with the show today.
Thank you.
Very refreshing, for sure.
Thank you.
Just wanted to clear up one or two things.
Sure.
First of all, Mr. Bain called to the Steve McKinney show yesterday upon Steve McKinney interviewing Dr. Sands, and Dr. Sands threw the same thing at him pertaining to the woman being paid.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bain said that case has already been settled,
mm-hmm.
so obviously the payment is made.
Okay.
Apart from that, a gentleman also mentioned that Maria Daxon hasn't been ratified.
He was asking.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was at that location to where Maria would have presented herself, and she got put in a $400.
Okay, thank you for that clarity.
Today.
Yes, sir.
Apart from that, I want to say we love Papa. We really love Papa because Papa is a person who stands for integrity
mm-hmm.
and honesty.
Sorry. We had a drop there. I do apologize. I do appreciate the clarity caller. We run into the break now, producer, or we could, okay, sorry, phone lines, and then we'll go back to some text. Call you live.
Oh, hi, good day. So I didn't call to mention this, but to the last caller's point,
mm-hmm.
the Coalition of Independence, they did put out a public announcement
mm-hmm.
indicating that 40 of their candidates have been nominated, with the exception of my cap. So,
okay, sorry, I didn't hear the first part. You said which for which party?
The Coalition of Independence.
Okay, so 40 of them have been nominated, except for Michael.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Thank you for that.
I'll just divert one quick second
sure.
to ask whether anybody in the public domain heard of any of the party's plan for traffic management, road safety, etc. Because I would have just passed the Gladstone Road roundabout, and I know we're always talking
mm-hmm.
about it on
mm-hmm.
Guardian Radio,
mm-hmm.
but it is, I can't find a word to describe how
horrible it is.
Oh, so
congested. That's a nice word. Wow. Did you get to hear Minister JoBeth Colby's contribution to the Blueprint for Progress? Did she mention anything?
I cannot confirm. Perhaps
okay, I got to go back and listen. Honestly, I was really tied up. My aunt funeral was today. I want to say again condolences to Vaughn and Kevin and everybody else who was bawling and wailing today at the funeral. So that's what I've been dealing with. But I got to go back and listen to what Ms. JoBeth Colby was talking about, because I pray she did mention something to what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thanks. Have a good one.
Thank you very much for calling. Thanks for the clarity. Let's jump back to the text. Let's see. All right. Thanks for all who hosts, who listen. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much. Hey, Uncle Sarah, all of these people who defending Sabaz and calling people jealous of Sabaz, you think if this was Brent Simonette, you think they would be saying the same thing? No. No, they wouldn't be. And that's a different. Anyway, that's a whole nother show. Papa, Papa for the PM. Tell those, that's the lie. Those names he call are arrogant and hoggish. Dog eat your lunch. Oh, boy. All right. Uncle, if you listen to Sydney Thompson's show today, a lady from the COI did get nominated because she said they stopped her, and she was the first to get nominated. Yeah, we have some people calling in and clarifying that, so I appreciate the clarity on that. Good afternoon. Everyone knows that the government of the Bahamas, PLP and FNM, lease from Sabas. With that said, let's ask the question, how many more of the over 150 candidates has interest in government contracts? And that's why I say this is a new dispensation of declaration. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here on Guardian Radio today. Call you live.
Hey, Uncle, I had to call back.
Sure, go ahead.
Listen, the attack on Papa.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this much. Ask yourself the question.
Mm-hmm.
Has anything that came out of Papa's mouth turned out to be a lie?
No.
So why are these pundits of the Progressive Liberal Party attacking someone who is a part of their party? You see, that is the part of the problem. That is the reason why I, even though I am PLP by heart,
mm-hmm.
and I always say it,
yeah.
I'm a peddling PLP.
Yes.
This is one of the reasons why many persons who were PLPs turned away from the party because of some of these same pundits they got in here who can't stand troops.
Mm-hmm.
All Papa does every day when he calls in is speak truth to power.
Mm-hmm.
And these are hypocrites can't seem to take it.
Yeah.
Papa don't say nothing wrong. Papa has a right to express his views, have a right to give his opinion, mm-hmm. have a right to speak his truth.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the truth that comes from Papa, according from my angle, that I know, Papa speaks truth.
Yeah. I agree.
So what's with these guys?
Well, you know.
I tell you, this is one of the reasons why the party is imploding. And the same people who are around Mr. Davis, like I always tell them, are the same people that can be his downfall. Yep. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much. You know, we got to decide if we are nationalists or if we are just dedicated to our parties, right? I think you should be able to look at a situation and see if it helps the country or it hurts the country. Even if you're getting your contract. I ain't saying nothing wrong with getting a contract, you know. But at the end of the day, until we develop the attitude that what is best for the country is what's best for us all, we can keep going around and around on this merry-go-round or Ferris wheel. All right? So I do appreciate the callers, the texters, and everybody else that chimed in today. I appreciate MJ and Naughty for allowing me to fill in for them. And most high willing, I'll be back next week, Thursday. I'll let you know. But definitely, again, most high willing, I'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock on Guardian Radio today. But I thank you all, and I pray that you have a safe rest of the evening. Keep it locked here at 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Namaste, family.
Boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls.
Foreign commercial banks have been closing across our islands. For thousands of Bahamians, our country's post office savings banks are a lifeline, providing safe and secure banking. But Michael Pindart says,
we will abolish the bank through the post office system.
That's a risk Bahamians can't afford. That's why the Prime Minister is making post office savings banks stronger to protect Bahamian families and small businesses who rely on them. Paid for by the PLP.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.